Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now.
So here's just something I want to throw out. And it's a very individualized decision, but talking about the chaos surrounding holidays and family, I think in the process it's also okay if you decide that you can't do that. I stayed home for Thanksgiving for the first time in 20 plus years because it was right for me and it was what I needed. I was tired. I just needed a break.
Yeah.
Individual decision. I recognize not everybody's families will tolerate that, but I think we also, in the process of learning and growing, we need to recognize that sometimes it's okay to say no, even around the holidays.
Stop it. I love that you said that.
And I'm right behind you. I do the same thing.
Yeah. It is so important, and you're so right, caller, like, it's okay if it's a no, and learning your boundaries and recognizing what's good self-care can radically impact your success on this journey. I mean, radically. And it also is an amazing growth parameter to realize that you can say no and that the sun still does shine the next day. And everybody really is okay, even though you said no.
Yes.
Right?
I say no all the time.
Yeah, well, it's important to say no. Okay, sometimes when we say no to other people, we need to stop having a negative connotation around that because, as that caller was alluding to, she said no to her family because she was saying yes to herself. And that is what we need more of in the world. Not that we need more narcissists, because please, I don't need any more narcissists in this world. But when it's a true self-care parameter, like if I say no to my family this year, I know that I am going to flourish, and it's for my health, and it's for me internally to be able to be the best version of myself. That is not selfish. That is about self-care. So recognize when the no to others is really about the yes to yourself. And if that's the case, then you've really got to consider it. Agreed, caller.
Agreed.
Thank you. Good point. Other questions, comments, things that I can help with tonight? Anything else?
I'm going to say this and then I'm going to quit. I have a sister and she always invites us to come to dinner at her house for Christmas or somebody in the family is having a big meal. And I always decline. So the other night she called and she said, well, we're going to have a big dinner, but I don't think we're going to have anything that you can eat. And I said, well, thank you anyway, but I think I'm going to stay home. It's too cold. And she got the biggest kick out of it. So we're fine.
Yeah.
We're
she
fine.
Gets that you, yeah. And absolutely, right? So you set a good boundary there for yourself. And remember, it doesn't always have to be, you know, I do think at this time of year, and Thanksgiving is another time, we get so conditioned that it's about the food, right? And it's really not. So even if you don't go to the meal, it really is about the connection with each other, right? The community, the connection. And the reality is if you you can choose not to go for the meal, but to go before the meal. Or to go after the meal, an hour after the meal, as it's all cleaned up, people are kind of sitting around, you bring in your cup of tea, you know, you've eaten at home, you bring in a cup of tea with you, you sit and have some tea with everybody, and you connect. That's what it's really about. I do think so often culturally, I can't figure out if it's a sociological thing or a psychological thing. I guess I have to think about it more, but that we funnel this energy into the food when we really need to be funneling it into each other. And I love food just like the next person. But I guess I've just learned, because I've had so many losses in the last 10 years, that it's like the people that really matter. And that's what you really remember. You don't really remember the turkey or the ham or the sweet potato pie. And although those taste great, you really remember the conversation that you had at the table, or, you know, the smile that you got from the family member or the friend that you hadn't seen in a while. So what if we funneled our energy into each other and less into the food? Because then I think we'd be more on track with how and why these holidays were created in the way that they were and how they really began.
Amen.
There we go. That's the epilogue for the day. Just kidding. I don't know what I call that, but it really is just a thought. I've tried more and more in the last 5 years to be really, really intentional with my connections on these days, with funneling my energy into the people that I'm with and doing like little stuff for food. So, for what that's worth.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.